So here we are. The election is over. Sorry, President Trump. The results are clear. Joe Biden won fair and square, and by an electoral college margin that you defined as an historic landslide when you won in 2016. Yes, irony of ironies. And Biden also won the popular vote, which really should matter more than it does in a nation that calls itself a democracy. So it goes. This time, the president-elect won both races, and nothing Rudy Giuliani dreams up will change the outcome. The question is, what will you and your fellow Republicans do between now and January 20th? What do you believe you are called to do as Americans, as elected leaders of this nation? That is what truly matters right now. It matters because the world is watching. The principles we call other nations to live by, democracy, voting rights, the will of the people, hang in the balance here in America. Every day that goes by without Republican Party leaders, legislators, and followers accepting the will of the people undermines the foundation of our republic. This denial of democratic reality serves the interests of those who reject freedom. It helps them promote the idea that the U.S. isn't really that much different than authoritarian China or Russia or Turkey or Hungary, and the list is growing longer. Those nations have rejected democracy in various degrees. The actions of Republicans today empowered them to say that elections are meaningless in China and Russia and even in America. After all, the president of the U.S. has declared the 2020 election to be a fraud. That's a lie. And the most destructive of lies, for it aids the work of authoritarianism the world over. It matters because our nation is watching. A people exhausted and beaten down by a raging pandemic is losing hope. They see our president and his enablers fighting to overturn the will of the people instead of fighting to control COVID. He tells us that the tens of millions of people who voted overwhelmingly to end his tenure as commander-in-chief were defrauded. He tells us that we are living a lie. They hear the president tell us to forget democracy. It's a rigged game. He says that he will never accept the election's outcome and that we should follow his lead to reject the very foundation upon which our nation is constructed. It's stated in the first words of our Constitution, we the people. He is telling us that we don't count. It matters because history is watching. Generations have fought to preserve our republic against its enemies. But never before have the enemies been those who claim to lead our nation. Enemies who claim to be patriots. That is the real lie. A patriot, in my humble opinion, loves her nation but never ignores its faults and failings. A patriot works with others to make our nation more just, more humane, more equal. A patriot does these sacred tasks out of common decency and sacrifice, not for personal gain or power. A patriot accepts the norms and principles that we have agreed to live by, regardless of how they may impact one's personal standing, personal power, or personal wealth. As educators, the members of United University professions have a sacred duty to teach, to serve, and to learn. That is the motto of SUNY, and we live by it. We pour our energy, our wisdom, our knowledge, and our experience into our work to create communities in which the next generation of Americans can learn about the responsibilities we all have in a free society. Those responsibilities encompass everything from the simple acts of thinking and learning about our society and our world to making that society and world better places for all. We desperately need to do this work better than we ever have done it. We are called to challenge our students to reject the destructiveness and the great lies being peddled as truth by our leaders and their enablers in traditional and new media outlets. And we are called to work with our students to elevate the discourse we are all engaged in, to think critically, and to put this nation on a new course where facts and science guide us and justice and peace call to us. That is our work. I hope and pray we can accomplish it. We cannot fail, or our nation will fail. And history will judge us as failures. That would be a terrible epitaph for we the people.